Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I can't tell you. I've watched the NFC Championship game, but not as many times as the Super Bowl. We don't play the touchdown scores right, like we do the Super Bowl. We didn't have an entire show where we chronicled the NFC Championship game. Maybe we should, by the way.
For the NFC Championship
game? Yeah, why not? But you get what I'm saying. Yeah. It's great to hear that call.
And it was a great game.
Oh, that was a great game.
I mean, it was a great game. You're talking about for a conference championship game where you basically didn't have to sweat after the first quarter?
No, I always liked the – as great as the Super Bowl was, you were sweating right down till even when the ball bounced and hit the ground, I still didn't believe it.
Right.
There was no doubt. That was an easy win.
Yeah, that was – I mean, that was the easiest win they had had since
– those blowouts, right?
Yeah, I would say what, the Bears game?
Yep. Right? Yeah, that'd be the last one. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. That was an easy one. And even if you were trying to convince yourself, well, this game isn't over, because remember, they were driving, and Derek Barnett had that sack.
Mm-hmm. They could have pulled it within 10?
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
It wasn't over, but then it was over.
Yeah.
But, that was a great game. That's one of the great wins in Eagles history, if you think about it.
Yeah, great defensive performance, and obviously, Nick, once you start smothering that Vikings offense – you know, Nick was able to open the offense up, put the ball down the field. Doug became much more comfortable calling shot plays. You know, it wasn't a conservative game plan like it was against the Falcons.
No, and Nick made some great throws, including that the flea flicker where he aired it out and threw it right on the money. All right, let's get to the phones. Super Bowl or bust, what's your mentality? I question why you have to have the Super Bowl or bust mentality.
Oh, yeah, you need it.
Because
we're champs.
No, I mean, I get it. I love it. But, like, why do I have to be like, yeah, Super Bowl or bust or this season? No, man, got to win the Super Bowl. It's like, all right, maybe we'll get there.
No, see, that's not how champions think.
No?
No.
Well, I'm not experienced in this, Ike.
Yeah, and listen, I don't want to speak as if I was a champion at some point because I haven't been at any point. But I do know those guys that win it, and regardless of what sport it is, once they've gotten a taste of it, everything else is bitter.
Yeah.
Everything else is bitter. So me, as a fan, as an alumnus of the team, like, now that we've achieved this, I can see if the team wasn't equipped to do it personnel-wise, but we are. And so I don't expect anything less. I don't expect anything less. And neither should they. They shouldn't expect anything less, meaning that team. It should be Super Bowl or bust. That's the way they think about it in New England. It's the way they think about it in Pittsburgh.
Let's go to the phones. Adam, Northeast Philly. Adam, what do you got, brother?
Yo, I'm with Ike, man. You know, if we want to change the mentality in this city, it has to be Super Bowl or bust, man.
Yeah, don't make me turn into Jarvis Landry on the air. You got to change the mentality, man.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm with Ike all the way. Super Bowl or bust, man. Plus, we're getting all the guys back that were injured last year.
Yeah, what else am I supposed to expect?
We're going.
Yeah, should I expect just the NFC East title? I mean,
no, absolutely not. We're going. We're going, baby.
As a matter of fact, now that we won the Super Bowl, we can stop hanging NFC East division titles up in the stadium.
You don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah, we don't have to do that no more.
Wild card team?
No, we don't need to do that no more.
Adam, I guess my point is that it's not that you're not striving for the Super Bowl. It's not that you don't believe you can't get to the Super Bowl, but I prefer when guys go game by game and try to set yourself up to go to the Super Bowl rather than right now circling what the goal is. Of course, the goal is to win the Super Bowl, but you've got a lot of work to do before you can be saying Super Bowl or bust.
Hey, I hear you. But, hey, as a fan of the world champions, we're going back, baby.
Yes, sir.
All right, so, Adam, you want to try to apply for the Marks and Reese Fantasy Football League as the biggest Eagle fan out there.
Yeah, I've been an Eagles fan. My brother got me into it. He passed away 13 years ago, so now I carry the torch.
Sorry to hear that, man.
Hey.
Yeah.
It is what it is, but I miss them, but I'm Eagles 24/7, baby.
All right, Adam. Appreciate it, and sorry for your brother, but you know when you're calling in to try to wow us to get in this fantasy football league, Ike. Like what you're gonna need to do is that just explain why you're the big. Maybe like I've been to every home game since 1981. I travel with the team. My basement is I have every jersey from. You know what I'm saying? Like you're giving us your application to why we should allow you in the league. Everybody wants to be in this league. People are emailing me and tweeting. How do I get in? How do I get in? Today, how you get in is you prove why you're the biggest Eagle fan. That's the spot that's available.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a great league. So, you know, we have to turn down people from getting in this thing now.
We do.
We only have 10 spots.
What did you think of you obviously saw the Alvin Kamara, his comments about
it would have beat the, you know, the blank out of us.
About the Eagles. And, like, yeah. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I even thought about if that would have been a different story if the Saints would have come in here. But the bottom line is you shouldn't spend a lot of time thinking about it because they lost, right? Like, yeah, if you would have beat the Vikings, sure, maybe it would have been a different story. You didn't.
Right.
So why are you focusing on that? But I'll read you what he said. He said, we'd beat the bleep out of the Eagles because we were rolling. If we won versus Minnesota, I knew nobody was going to stop us because we came all the way back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you lost. You had a defensive back that made one of the worst plays ever.
Yeah.
And you lost. The nerve of some of these players, and I'm a big Kamara fan, great player. Do you feel like this Eagles team's not getting a whole lot of respect around the league?
No, I think they are. I think they are. I mean, look at most of the power rankings. We're no worse than second, third. I mean, most of them, I think they've been number one in all of them. I think what some people are looking at when you look at pundits, they know how difficult it is to repeat as champions, as the Patriots have been the only ones to do it. In the last 20 years. So, you know, it's difficult to do. It just is. But when you just look at talent for talent, you know, I don't see how anyone can't look at the Eagles as, without a doubt, the best team in the NFC.
NFC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but here's the thing about Kamara. He can say whatever he wants to say, man. Like, he's saying that to make himself feel better. I don't know why anybody would be triggered by that. When you're the champion, you laugh at stuff like that. You don't allow stuff like that to trigger you. Are you kidding me?
It didn't trigger me. I just thought it was. I thought it was funny.
I've been listening all day. It has. Angelo got everybody riled up this morning.
Like he's pretty good at doing.
Yeah. So you know, and don't allow that stuff to bother you, man. We're up looking down at people as far as. They are chasing the Eagles, trying to get to where the Eagles are. That I call that youthfulness. He's young. You didn't hear Drew Brees say that, did you? If Drew Brees had said it, then it would mean something.
Right, and Kamara is also a very talented position player that is a little flashy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
hopefully he's there when we play them.
Let's go to Owen and Clayton. Owen, is this Super Bowl or bust this year?
Ba 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 ba. Yeah, Super Bowl of Bust every year, baby. That's why we play the game, dog.
It's not Super Bowl of Bust every year. No, Owen.
I thought this is Owen in Glassboro.
Owen. This is not Super Bowl of Bust every year. I think we, in theory, we like it to be that way. But you know good as well as I know, there are teams at the beginning of the year, you know they're not winning a Super Bowl for the Eagles. You knew that.
But I'm an Eagles fan. I ain't really worried about everybody else.
No, I'm talking about Eagles teams.
Yeah, I know, but we win so long for Super Bowl, so there's always Super Bowl. But now that I got one, I want another one. I want Carson to get MVP so I can shut up all. I got so many people I got to deal with, dude, to talk about Dak over Carson. I need Carson to get his MVP. I need us to get another ring. I need a whole bunch of stuff on my Christmas list. I'm not done yet. I'm still hungry, baby.
Well, yeah, and we got to hope the team is still hungry. Well, I know the team is still hungry.
Yeah, I believe in the team. I'm excited, you know, just for season in general. And I hope everybody I just can't wait. I'm just so excited. I know it's only preseason, and I just want to see all the young Thundercats go out there so I can nitpick and see who I like and hope who makes the team.
Sure.
And everything's just so exciting. You guys got any room on your fantasy league yet? Y'all need a superhero? Y'all need somebody?
I don't know if we really want you in the league, Owen.
Oh, I know you probably don't want me.
Maybe a different category, a pain in the ass.
We got to deal with you for 3 hours, man, during the draft.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't trust me either. Like, I know. But I'd be fun, though. I keep the party
popping. He would be fun.
Yes, he would. Baby, hey, man. Well, listen, you're in the running. You're in the running, Owen. You're in the running.
I appreciate you.
Yep, no doubt.
Happy football.
Happy football day.
Yeah, you know what? He'd be the guy that aggravates everybody.
Oh, sure.
And talks too much smack.
He's commenting. He has to analyze everybody's draft pick and tell them why it wasn't a good pick.
That guy. Yeah, that guy kind of.
He's not going. He took him that early. Oh, he's not going to get that many carries this year.
Yeah, you get that guy.
Yeah, there's always that guy in the group.
I'm that guy without saying it. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
I think it.
I just let. And that was Jack Fritz last year.
He tells you about it.
You know, he was analyzing everybody's pick.
Jack Fritz had one of the worst teams,
yes,
right?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, you think he learned, but that's the inexperience of youth. He doesn't know any better.
I don't know better, man.
Ben put up a poll, and it's a good one. Is it Super Bowl or bust mentality, or are you taking it game by game and just enjoying the ride? I'm just enjoying the ride. Like, all this talk, like, oh, Super Bowl or bust, let's go. It's like, no, man, it's just, let's get started. Let's get out of the gate. Let's get Carson back in there. I'm enjoying being a champion. I don't need to already focus on it being Super Bowl or bust.
That's what it is.
All right.
That's what it is. I'm going to enjoy the ride, too, all the way to Atlanta. We're going to open up against Atlanta, and we're going to close the season out in Atlanta, hoisting another trophy.
Let's go to Inge in King of Prussia. Inge, what's up, brother? Yo.
Yo, Marks, this is your problem, man.
What rock did you call out from? I haven't heard from you in months.
Yeah, the problem with you, you never played sports, man. It's about the Super Bowl. Last year's Super Bowl means nothing.
Hold on a second. What sports did you play?
If they don't win another Super Bowl.
What sports did you play?
In my opinion. Huh?
What sports did you play, Inge?
I played every sport, man. I played every sport. You can
to what level? I played every sport, too, to a certain level.
Oh, yeah, you play varsity basketball.
No, I didn't play anything in high school.
No, I'm not talking about elementary school here. Look, let me make my point.
Oh, so because you played varsity basketball, now you know about professional football. Come on, man.
Look, I don't know which dude is more of a loser. A dude that plays fantasy football or the dude that wears a jersey. But Eagle's point is this. Eagle's point is this.
Yeah?
I'm looking at the cornerbacks. Tell me if you guys agree with this. Sidney Jones plays too... let me say this. He hurries too much. Sidney Jones is more of a free safety than a corner. I'm
going
to move Sidney Jones to a free safety. I'm going to move up McDougal to the corner.
I'm going to let Ike deal with
this. Who the hell is McDougal?
What's his name, McDougal?
Yeah, who is that?
Isn't that the corner?
No, you said it. I don't know who McDougal is.
You don't know who he is? He's the second-year player. Wasn't he a rookie last year?
You mean Rasul Douglas?
Douglas, my bad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, my bad. McDougal was the dude that got shot. My bad.
Jerome McDougal. Yeah.
You got shot 15 years ago.
Thank God you played varsity basketball, Inge.
Oh, my God.
Might want to look at the roster before you call on a sports radio show. And
McDougal.
Whatever. So what he's saying about Sidney Jones.
It was all stupid. That's what he just said.
I don't think you can judge anything based on what you saw last year. Right, I mean, maybe a little bit, but Sidney Jones
was in line to be either the first corner or the second corner pick last year,
right?
Which would have made him easily a top 15 pick at corner, not at safety.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, corner. No, yeah. If he was a safety, he would have been a third round pick.
Yeah, he's a corner.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm looking for one thing tonight, and that's definitely something we want to hear from you, 888-729-9494. If I'm looking for one thing tonight, I'm looking at the corners.
Yeah.
I want to see what they look like as a unit, what they do. I don't know how long they're going to play, but what happens on nickel situations? Do they put Jalen Mills inside? What does he look like as a nickelback?
I don't know how much they're going to play, man, because I doubt if Big Ben plays. Big Ben's not playing in this game.
No.
I doubt if Big Ben plays. I doubt if Antonio Brown plays.
Actually, I guess we should look into that too.
We're not going to know until they activate them.
Well, what's crazy is that
the Eagles put out a depth chart with Carson first on the depth chart.
Right, so you can't.
You can't tell.
You can't tell from there.
Yeah.
But even though we know the preseason's here and we know the games tonight, because Nick's not playing, because we know that Carson's not playing, it's almost like we're ready to watch the game tonight, but there wasn't a lot of build-up to this game, right?
Right. Well, and it's the first one, so you're going to start to see preseason football go in this direction more and more. You didn't see
– neither were playing, according to Ben.
Well, you look at the Hall of Fame game last week. I mean, I didn't see any starters out there.
No.
Last week.
No, because like you said, the coaches don't.
Yeah, they don't.
The first preseason game is the fourth preseason game for a lot of.
Yeah, well, and here's the other thing. Other than getting a couple of snaps, couple of series in, they don't want to get these guys hurt.
Nope.
Like the preseason games aren't going to show you anything as it pertains to your 22 starters. You know who they are. Like we don't have a competition battle going on right now for a starting position, do we?
No.
Yeah, none I can think of.
No, there's not, because you pretty much, the secondary, you don't know how it's necessarily going to fall, but you know who's going to be there.
Yeah.
Right? You just
now, Jim Schwartz may want to play some of his guys, because he may want to see different things.
Yeah.
But he also knows he's not going up against Antonio Brown or Big Ben.
No.
So what are you going to see? You know what I mean?
888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. Ike has the car gassed up for Atlanta. He's ready to go down there. Super Bowl or bust?
Oh, yeah. It should be a little warmer in Atlanta than it was out there in Minnesota.
Yeah. Yeah, it was from the Mall of America to our hotel, it was really cold when I went out to the shuttle bus. That's
right,
about all
right.
I saw.
That's all
outside.
You saw of outside.
888-729-9494. I don't have the Super Bowl or bust mentality. I'm okay with just going kind of game by game. But is this team actually better than last season? Did Howie Roseman do his job?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.